Today's passage is Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead."
What an incredible passage of Scripture. What an incredible passage. It's about the transformation or the transfiguration of Christ. I want you to imagine with me for a moment this transformation for Jesus Christ. He takes Peter and John and James and they go up the mount. And as they are there, Jesus all of a sudden changes. All of a sudden, Jesus changes into all of his glory. But it's not just that. Along beside him is Moses on one side and Elijah on the other side, and all three of them are talking together. Probably the symbol, Moses being the symbol of all the law of God and Elijah being of the prophets. And as they are there, they're all talking and Jesus is just bright and shining and gleam and just wonderful. Can you imagine what that might be like to be there? I think we can maybe imagine about that much of that. What do you think? Because I think this goes way past anything we can imagine. To see Jesus change in all of his glory, to see the light coming out from him, I can't imagine what it would be like to see Moses and Elijah right there. We have no idea what they're talking about. None whatsoever. You see, the Scripture doesn't tell us. It just says that they're talking. Well, you know Peter. Peter's like many of us. Peter just can't be quiet. Peter can't be still. Peter has to feel, even though there's talking going on, Peter feels the need that he has to say something. Is it no wonder that Peter wants to stay in this place and build a camp? Is it no wonder? Wouldn't you be there and say, "Oh, what a wonderful, powerful moment on top of the mountain, and I don't ever want this to change"? Might we be the same way as Peter? Let's build camp. Let's stay here forever. Let's stay in this place, especially since Moses and Elijah and Jesus are together. Let's stay here. What could I possibly learn? Oh my goodness, couldn't I learn an awful lot by talking with the three of them? Peter says, "Hey Lord, I'll make a tent for each one of you." I'm not quite sure where Peter's getting all his supplies. But he's more than willing, more than ready to do this. And as he is speaking, I want you to realize, as he is speaking, a voice comes from heaven. Peter's plans are interrupted with this voice. "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Can you imagine how Peter felt? He had great and wonderful plans, and they're wonderful plans, aren't they? Let's build three tents. Let's stay up here forever. Let's make this a retreat that other people can come to. Let people see you in all your glory. Let them see you talking with Moses and Elijah. Let them see all of this. And it's almost as God calls from heaven and says, "Peter," I'm reading between the lines now, okay? He says, "Peter, will you be quiet and just listen? You don't need to add your words to this. You don't need to add your plans to this. Just listen. Because this is my son. My son in whom I am well pleased. And he has been transformed, transfigured." The Greek word is metamorphosis. He has been changed right in their presence. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm sitting with somebody or standing with somebody and all of a sudden they were to change completely in my presence, I'm not sure that I would have words to say. But Peter felt obligated to say words. And I love Peter, I really do. Because if Peter speaks up, I don't have to. So thank you, Peter. Because I would want to stay there too. What a wonderful experience to see that transformation of Jesus. Now I wonder if you know this. This same Greek word that talks about Jesus' transformation is used two other places in Scripture. Only two other places. Wouldn't it be interesting to know what they're about? Because I'm going to tell you, they're not about Jesus. Scripture also talks about us being transformed like Jesus. The first one is in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Let me read that for you and listen to what this says. "And we all," Paul writes to the church at Corinth, "and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Who's being transformed here? We are. Now, you know, before I move to the second scripture where it talks about this, that makes me pause for a moment. Peter and James and John got to see Jesus transformed. And then the scripture says, we are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I hope that makes you stop and think for a minute. Because it makes me stop and think. Wait a minute, we talk about Jesus being transformed. And the scripture says we likewise in the same way are being transformed as we spend time in our relationship with God. What do you know about Moses? Did you know that Moses used to go in and meet face to face with God? What happened when Moses went in to meet face to face with God? It says that when he came out from the tent of meeting, he was the only one allowed to go in. When he came out from the tent of meeting, because he had spent time with God, his face was shining. He had been transformed. And it disturbed the people so much that they said, Moses, once you tell us what God wants us to know, will you put a veil over your face so that we don't see that? It scared them. Moses went in to meet with God, and when he came out, people could tell that he met with God. It was visible in Moses' face, and I believe the rest of his body. It was visible that he had met with God. Let me read this one scripture once again. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Do you know what that means? That means if we're a Christian and our relationship with God is close and it's continuing and ongoing, that we will be changed. I'm sorry, I just used a bad word, didn't I? Church people don't like change, do they? But Scripture says if you're spending time with God and contemplating God's glory, you will be transformed in the same way that Jesus was. If you don't like change, then you need to stop meeting with God. Because meeting with God is going to change you. It's going to turn you into a different person. People are going to be able to tell that you met with God. Let me read for you the second scripture, which comes from Romans chapter 2, or chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do you want to know what God's will is? Do you want to live God's will? It says, if so, you need to come into God's presence and allow your mind to be transformed, to be transfigured, to be metamorphosized, to be changed. As we meet with God, we will be changed. I'm not the same person I was before I came to Christ. In no shape, way, or form. I'm not the same person. I have been changed. And I'm glad to tell you that I have been changed for the much better. And in incredible ways. That God has placed within me some of the desires that God has. I can't say all, because God's still changing me, still transforming me, still working on me, changing me into Jesus Christ's glory. It hasn't been completed yet. And it will not be completed until I cross over the threshold of death. It's a continuing, ongoing process. As I meet with God, God continues to speak with me about things that need to be transformed in my life, things that need to be changed. I had an opportunity to listen to a message I told you last week, and it's still deep on my heart, that I heard 38 years ago. And God's still working on me with that message that I heard 38 years ago, telling me that I need to pay attention, that I need to transform, that I need to allow God to change me. It's still my decision on whether I want to do it or not. It's still my decision. But God continues to talk to me about it. Am I going to allow that transformation to happen? Am I going to allow God to change me, to change my mind, to change my heart? You see, as we spend time with God, this transformation and the message that was heard that day should be seen in our lives. People should be able to tell that you are changing. If you don't look any different than the world, then I question on whether you're a Christian. If you're doing the same things that the world does and have the same values that the world has, I question on whether you're meeting with God and allowing God to transform you. Because see, if we don't look any different than the world, how will they ever come to know about God? And in many ways, Christians in most churches don't look any different than the world. Just very simply, one fact, the divorce rate in our society is 50%. The divorce rate among Christians is 50%. We don't look any different than the world. We solve our problems the same way the world solves them. Are we allowing God to transform us? Are we allowing God to change us? Or are we getting caught up in the world instead of allowing God to change us? The world is all about being busy, 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 talk, 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 noise, 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 talk, talk, busy, busy. Right? You can't go anywhere without hearing music. Think about all the stores you go into. You may not notice it, but it's there. It's there. I used to hate in South Hill going to the doctor's office. Absolutely hated it. I went first thing in the morning so that I could get in and get out, not because I was worried about the other sick people around me. Well, yeah, I was worried about that too. But they had at least two TVs running in the waiting room on two different channels, along with other people. And I was just like, first off, you go to the doctor, sometimes you're sick, you really don't need that much input. You see, sometimes Christians are just as busy. What did Peter do in this situation? Oh, Lord, this is great, this is wonderful, let's set up tents, let's stay here forever. And he was stopped with the words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Have you stopped long enough to hear God say the same to you? "You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." And I'm asking the world to listen to you, because you are being transformed to show this world what God can do. Anybody that can take a rough creature like me and turn me into a pastor. I still remember one of the guys I grew up with in high school. He came and met with me one day after I'd been a pastor for a number of years. And he only had one question. He said, "How'd this happen? You're the last person in the world that I ever thought would be a pastor. How did it happen?" transformation? Are you willing to meet with God and be transformed? Because you see, it's not just Jesus that the Scriptures talk about being transformed. It's us too. And God wants to transform us. And if you sit down with Scripture and you sit down and read Scripture and pay attention to Scripture, God will talk to you about what needs to be transformed. If you don't want to be transformed, then I would suggest to you, don't read Scripture. Don't pay attention to it. Don't listen to it. Because God's Word is going to transform you. It is going to change you. In the 55th chapter of Isaiah, God says, "My Word does not go out and return void." As God's Word comes into our lives, it is going to transform us. In the same way that Jesus was transformed. Now, there are some footsteps I'd like to follow in. How about you? How about you? Are you willing to allow God to change you to look more like Christ? Are we willing as a church to allow God to change us to look more like Christ? Are we willing to do that? It will be a change. It will be a transformation. Because I've never met anybody that was already perfectly looking like Jesus Christ. I've met people that have told me they're perfect. I've met people that have never been wrong. At least that's what they told me. I've met people that never needed to improve in any area of their life. That's what they told me. Did I believe them? I'll let you answer that question. Are we willing to allow God to change us to look more like Christ? Are we willing? Let's pray. Lord, it's not easy to consider this when we look at an incredible thing that happened for Jesus Christ. But then we look and we find that same word in two other scriptures talking about us. Talking about your desire to transform us to look just like Jesus Christ. First, Lord, we step back from that because we're not sure that's possible. But then you call to us again and again and again. And Lord, by your power, you're able to change us. If we allow you the space and the time to do that. The main problem is, Lord, sometimes we're just way too busy to pay attention to how you're asking us to transform. Slow us down. Settle us down. Help us to be silent in the exterior and in the interior, that we might truly hear you speak clearly and allow your dynamic and holy and wonderful power to work within us to transform us. Please, Lord, please transform us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.